Welcome to Indianapolis. I'm Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. We are here for our game against the Colts on Sunday. Toby Gerhart joins us. We're in the team hotel. We're in your room, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for bombarding right in as soon as I got here.
We're invasive right now, but it'll be for a very short time. You got Joe Webb here rooming. We walk in. He's ironing. Is this an every week thing when you guys are on the road? He just starts ironing clothes.
He does. I just throw all my shirts to him, and he starts ironing. Nah, but Joe Webb's got style, whenever we get there, he's got to have his shirt nice and pressed if he's going out to get dinner or walking into the stadium.
Sounds good. A good style is to be 2-0, and to be 2-0, you have to be 1-0, and that's what we were last week. It's fun to start out a season with a win, isn't it?
It is. It's awesome. You know, it does wonders for the team. The attitude. The work we put in camp, you know, getting that first win at home, you know, it gets the right foot forward.
To watch Adrian set a record like he did had to be pretty fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, Adrian's one of the best to ever play this game, and you know, to see him break that record so early, you know, in his career, it was truly truly special. You know, for him, even his first game back, coming off an injury, setting the record, the big win. There was a lot of things going for Adrian and for our team last Sunday.
You know, both of you in college were star running backs. You were Heisman Trophy finalists, and you were the workhorses for each of your teams. Now it's kind of a little bit of sharing the load, so to speak. So does that cut both ways? I mean, it's nice because it keeps you guys fresher, but your running backs used to having the show on your own, so you want the ball every time. How do you kind of balance that?
Yeah, you know, it is a little bit more difficult. Like you said, Adrian and myself both come from programs where we carried the ball 20, 25, 30 times a game, and coming to a system where, you know, he's the primary guy, he gets majority of the carries, and I get, you know, we're starting to split a little more time now, I guess, maybe. But, you know, it comes, like you said, it cuts both ways. You are more fresh at the end of the game. You aren't taking those hits all game long, you know, all season long. But at the same time, it's nice to get those carries, get a flow for a game, and, you know, get a sweat and get in a rhythm.
You're normally valuable to our team, but you're extra valuable this week. You know why?
Why is that?
Because you know the opposing team's quarterback better than anyone that we have, probably, right? You and Andrew Luck, the Colts' first-round quarterback, were very close in college. You both played at Stanford.
Yeah, we were. You know, right when he came in, we had a big brother program at Stanford. I was his big brother. So freshman year, first week of school, first week of football, you know, we'd meet weekly at lunch and have lunch together, talk about life, talk about Stanford, talk about whatever it may be. And we became great friends and been good friends ever since.
So did you play one season together or two?
We were there 2 years together. He redshirted his first year. 1 year, my last year there, was when he was the starter for us.
And you know he's going to be chomping at the bit to play well after a rough go. His first game, threw three interceptions. They had four turnovers, didn't play well. We know it's hard to play at Soldier Field. That's where they were. Now they come back home for their home opener on Sunday, and he's probably going to bounce back a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Soldier Field is a tough place to play. Chicago is a tough defense to play against. And as a rookie quarterback, as a rookie for any position, you know, it's tough that first game, that first season. But their first game at home, it's going to be loud. It's going to be exciting for them. I'm sure he's going to bounce back and play better. Hopefully not too good, though.
All right, man. Thanks for sharing your hotel room. We're going to leave now.
All right, sounds good. Get out.